Yeah. You know what time it is. We can let down our hair. The moon is high, and we are lunatics now. It's deep into safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Vance Pollock on behalf of Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off your radio if you don't want to hear some potentially outrageous material, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some fun. And I'll be your creepy guide across the River Styx.
Abandon all hope.
My business is keeping the boys warm. In the studio with producer Sam the Animal Steel and investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop and Nevermore Mystical Arts. Wright's Coin Shop, busy holiday season for you guys over there?
Very busy. And you know, it doesn't stop after Christmas, because everybody's got to pay for those Christmas gifts, so they come in and they sell stuff, and yeah, it stays busy. The wintertime, cold weather brings people in.
Yeah, cold weather is good coin collecting.
It is.
Time to take stock and do inventory of your coins. If you're interested in buying or selling gold, silver, or collectible coins, Wright's Coin Shop is the place you need to check in with. You guys have been in business for over 40 years?
It's 44 years
Goodness.
Now, I think.
Yeah, and a couple years now in the new location. I'm still calling it the new location because I remember going to visit you guys over in the Kmart Plaza on Tunnel Road for so many years.
It's like 5 or 6 years.
Gosh.
As of this month. Yeah.
On Sweeten Creek, that's exit 51 off Interstate 40.
It is.
Across from Retro Lube, just a couple miles south of Interstate 40 down there. What's the street number, Shelley?
1271.
1271. And right next door in the same block, Nevermore Mystical Arts.
Yes.
So you can drop by there, sell some coins, come next door and buy some paranormal goodness. You got some get rich quick kits in there?
Oh, heck yeah. Oh, yeah.
You got some love in a hurry?
I got some love in a hurry. Because, you know, it's supposed to be really, really cold this weekend.
Mojo hand.
Oh, yeah. I got it all.
All that good stuff.
And I can make it up for you. Whatever you need. I got it.
Graveyard dirt?
I do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We need to work on some authentic, organic goodies for people's mojo bags. I would love to do that.
Oh, I can totally do that. Let's.
Oh, well, Dark 30, the segment, the hour in the show that I've been kind of dreading because I blush. Sam and Shelley will have to attest to that.
We don't. You guys are
immune to this. You've sat in the studio with Josh Warren, and he knows how to handle this material.
We'll help you through, buddy.
We will. I've been the object of...
If I go quiet and you see me just waving one of these pages over to you, I might have to get you to pick up where I left off.
Where Josh would say, Shelley, and then ask her a question that would be highly inappropriate.
Highly, yes.
Okay, well, I see I didn't really embarrass her, but I think I caught her off guard with that question about what celebrity ghost would you like to adopt. Have you had time to think about that?
Oh, no.
It took me as being facetious when I asked that, but I think Herschel Gordon Lewis could be my guardian angel. We spoke about the Godfather of Gore during the first hour. Herschel Gordon Lewis, yeah, maybe he's watching over me now.
Don Knotts.
Well, you know,
Andy Griffith would be a great guardian angel, wouldn't he?
Perhaps an amorous ghost.
This guy could have used a guardian angel. A Peeping Tom goes high tech in. Ready with that over there?
I'm ready.
Jacksonville, Florida does not end well. At all. Investigations into a 29-year-old man from Jacksonville's Sandalwood neighborhood are ongoing after it is alleged his attempts to secretly film a female neighbor suntanning topless in her yard using a drone ended with the device crashing into her face and causing her nose to be completely severed.
Oh.
The man neighbors say purchased the drone earlier this year and was seen using it by several residents on his street. I saw it hovering over my pool on one occasion, said one of the man's neighbors, who was not involved in the nose-slicing incident. I told him if I saw it over my property again, I would shoot it out of the sky. That's very Florida of him. Seemingly undeterred by this threat, the man is believed to have continued using the drone primarily to spy on his female neighbors at their homes. On this day, it is alleged that the gentleman piloted the drone to a property several houses down his street, where a 26-year-old woman who had not been named was suntanning topless in her yard. The woman's partner, who witnessed the incident, spoke about what had happened. I'd gone inside to get another beer, and was just coming back out into the yard when I saw a drone hovering over my girlfriend. Understandably, the man was furious that someone was spying on his partner, and he explained how he hurled his full beer at the drone in a fit of rage. I managed to knock it out of the sky, he added. Unfortunately, it crashed right into my girlfriend's face.
Oh.
A woman received extensive lacerations to her face and upper body from the drone's propellers, but the worst injury was to her nose, which was completely sliced off. Oh. She was screaming and there was blood going everywhere, said her partner, who rushed her to the local hospital, along with her severed nose and a bucket of ice. Surgeons who operated on the woman were able to reattach her nose, but extensive plastic surgery will be required at a later date to deal with the inevitable scarring. The man is currently under investigation over his role in the incident, but so far, through his lawyers, he has declined to offer any comment on the matter other than to deny involvement. My client maintains he was merely flying his drone through the neighborhood for mapping purposes, and it is a coincidence that it was seen at the property where the incident occurred, said his lawyer, reading from a prepared statement. We will argue that the actions of the victim's partner in purposefully bringing down the drone mean all responsibility for the injuries lies with him rather than my client. However, the discovery of a number of videos allegedly recorded and uploaded to the internet sold by the man to Drone Voyeur's website found online in the investigation may harm his defense. And a YouTube channel believed to be owned by the man, which has since been deactivated. Drone footage recorded of properties in the Sandalwood neighborhood that focus on females suntanning or swimming was discovered. The videos say to see the uncensored version, you can subscribe to his website. Pressed for an explanation on this is not a person mapping. His lawyer declined comment.
He is so busted.
That's a tough one to talk your way out of.
Yeah. But do you think the boyfriend feels like a schmuck for knocking it onto her face with his beer? Ah, he's out a beer and his girlfriend's nose.
I think he was
anatomy mapping.
He was on point, though, by getting that thing on ice.
Yeah.
That was very quick thinking.
And so, sure, maybe we did kind of sift through these. Man, you should see the pile of stories. We're just going to roll through these goodies. Here's one from Boynton Beach, Florida. Man hooks wires and Christmas lights to his anatomy and flashes people in gated community. Yells out window of car, I really know how to turn people on.
What do you mean by anatomy?
There's a lot of parts.
The headline
leaves it mysterious. Let's see if there's any more details in here. The man approached people in the gated community who would see him sitting naked in the driver's seat with wires and a device later revealed to be a muscle stimulator. On his penis.
Well, I was thinking if he's sitting, how would you see that?
Well, I don't know.
It
works.
It's a problem I have a lot because I've been driving and I want people to see, but the angle of the, you know.
This muscle stimulator works by sending electrical currents from the device to a part of the body hooked to it by pads and caused muscles to violently contract and release. The man had placed the pads on his genitals and had the controller sitting next to his gear stick. He asked a resident to get in his car and said he would give him an even better Christmas tree show. The victim declined the man's invitation to get in the car, and after a police arrived, they lit the man up like a Christmas tree when they fired tasers into his
Yule log.
No, I added that. That was not the police reaction. There was some resist of arrest. He was pushed to the ground, suffering facial injuries as he was taken into custody. The victim advised that he observed the naked man driving his four-door Toyota slowly through the neighborhood, and he gestured for him to come over and look downward into the car and invited him to hop in. The victim declined the offer, and the man continued driving towards a school where there were children aged 5 to 10
being
released.
That's where you want to avoid.
Yeah, the police report revealed he slowed down but did not approach any of the children, nor did any seem...
a whole new level of problems when you do that driving towards the school.
Our friend Caleb Hanks won a air guitar competition one year and went to Washington, D.C. and performed as the Electric Testicle. And he had some sort of electric light bulb or something in his spandex. So he could actually light up a testicle. I thought that was pretty cool. The Electric Testicle. E.T. Ouch. It was like the E.T. finger.
You wouldn't want to use a tungsten bulb in there.
No. It was a cool heat, so I'm told. But anyway, how do you tastefully light up your genitals?
Well, I'll tell you during the break.
You are listening to the Dark 30 Hour. It's the time you might want to change the channel if you're easily offended or if you got kids. Speaking of strange. Speaking of strange, Joshua P. Warren speaking of strange, but I'm Vance Pollock in the captain's chair this episode. And this is the time of the night that you might want to tune out, turn off your radio if you don't want to hear some potentially outrageous material, because it's the Dark 30 Hour deep into Safe Harbor. So not for the kiddies, not for the squeamish, not for the easily offended. You've been warned. Man accidentally gets hemorrhoid surgery while waiting for his wife to give birth. China. Florida's off the hook for once. On one of the most important days of his life, as his wife was giving birth to their child, a man was lying in a bed just next to her, accidentally receiving surgery to remove hemorrhoids. The absurd incident occurred on August 8th at a hospital in Shenyang, China. Apparently, the surgery room for pregnant women have cesarean sections, where they have cesarean sections, is located next to one for hemorrhoid patients. And right outside, a 29-year-old man surnamed Wang was waiting anxiously for his wife to give birth. After 40 minutes, a nurse finally peeked her head out, asked him to come inside, and then told him to drink this cup of water and drop his pants and go lay on a bed in the room. While I was waiting outside, a nurse waved me into the surgery room, and I thought that maybe my wife needed something, so I went in, Mr. Wang said, according to People's Daily. Once I was inside the surgery room, the nurse told me to take off my pants and lie down on the bed. At the time, I was a little doubtful, but I thought that this would just make me just like my wife giving birth. So I took my pants off, drank a cup of juice, and laid in the bed as she told me to do. The man then lay down on the bed and awaited further instructions. That is the last thing he remembers, and then things start to get a little fuzzy till he woke up later. When I was lying there awake, I could hear the baby crying, and I wanted to go see my child, but my butt hurt so much that I couldn't move. I didn't know what had happened. I woke up, and it felt like a swarm of hornets had flown into my drawers and stung me all at once. I was in so much pain, he said, adding he didn't realize he had undergone hemorrhoid surgery until it was completed, and the doctor called his mother-in-law to inform her about the successful operation and delivery of her grandchild. Accidental hemorrhoid surgery. That's a band name.
Well, better to be proactive in those type of situations.
Yeah. Just in case you may have needed this. Preventive medicine. Santa's helper charged after spraying North Carolina family with mace. Got to get those NC stories in here once in a while. In Winston-Salem, one of Santa's elves at the mall is facing assault charges after police say he sprayed a family with mace. The mother said the incident happened while she and her family were taking her three-year-old daughter to see Santa Tuesday night at Haynes Mall in Winston-Salem. I know it well. The woman claimed that the elf working at the display became angry and started yelling at them when her mother and grandmother approached and began taking pictures. She screamed at us that you cannot take photos here, we are copyrighted, and you will go to jail. And the mother then said, the female yelled, you need to put away your cell phones and get behind the line. Only children are allowed past the line, and you're an adult. You need to get behind the line, ma'am. You can't be past the line now or else bad things happen. The family yelled back at her for being so rude to them before they say they walked away and went to find mall security. Before they left, they took pictures of the company's name and of the worker in order to file a complaint, but said that when Santa's helper sprayed them with mace, she was yelling, this is what you get for being on the naughty list. Sprayed them all with mace. Several generations of the family were sprayed with mace.
Militant little elf.
When you put it like that, it sounds several generations. It's like great-grandma.
I'm going to dig up your great-grandma and spray her with mace. This is what happens when you're on the naughty list.
There was no
desecration of corpses, apparently. But Winston-Salem police charged the 29-year-old female elf with simple assault. It was so simple. This is what happens when you're on the naughty list.
That's what happens.
Remember that? Oh, my goodness. The help number on some Maine EBT cards is actually a phone sex line. In Lewiston, Maine, some holders of electronic benefits transfer cards find that dialing the phone number on the back of the card gets them a sex hotline, not their balances. At Maine Department of Health and Human Services, spokesman tells the Sun Journal that officials have been aware for months that the phone number on some cards is off by one digit. Just one digit. But one man of Lewiston discovered the error last week when he went to check his EBT balance before going to the grocery store. What he got instead was a message welcoming him to America's hottest sex line. He was given a list of options to what he wanted to experience with other hot and excited people. he says he thought he misdialed, and this was just impossible in my mind. But sure enough, he kept getting the same message and kept calling back.
He kept calling.
They wouldn't take my EBT card. He said, no, the department plans to replace the misprinted cards and strengthen its review process to prevent future errors. I'm afraid we offended a lot of people with this mistake.
Do you think?
Well, I don't know. Moving right along to Amherst, New Jersey, where a man cooking urine calls out the biochemical response team. Come on, just cooking urine. Not chemicals, but it forced the evacuation of a dozen units at the Brandywine apartment complex Wednesday night. Apartment officials called police about a strange odor coming from one of the 12 units Wednesday afternoon. Fire chief assistant said in an email, when firefighters entered the apartment, they saw what appeared to be chemicals being mixed or cooked on the stove. The state hazardous materials response team and bomb squad investigated after clearing the building. But the police said Thursday morning, the chemical was actually distilled urine the tenant was using for medical reasons. No charges are being brought. The apartment complex is all clear now, and the tenants were allowed to return back to their apartments around 9:30 p.m.
This is dumb.
Medical distilled urine. I don't know that. I would hate to be on a urine prescription.
Ew.
For any sort of condition. Do you have a prescription for distilled urine?
I have some thoughts, but I can't say, even in dark 30.
Okay.
I'll just leave it be.
A drunk man makes love with a snowman and loses his unit to frostbite.
Oh, that's a shame.
In Quebec, Canada, a 64-year-old man was rushed the hospital with a most unusual medical complaint. He had frostbite on his penis after getting drunk and trying to have sex with a snowman.
Trying? Hmm. So he didn't even complete the mission?
Well, if you were that drunk, did you go for a snowman?
Success.
Well, the thing is that you wouldn't know because you'd go numb pretty quickly, I would assume. So they tell me. And then you wouldn't know that you're getting frostbitten.
Well, this is just not good journalism, actually. I think I would have worded it differently, and I know Josh probably would have gone through it and edited it to communicate better. But somebody is making fun of this man in this article, and we're just trying to let you know that this is something that you might want to...
You shouldn't
not do.
You shouldn't drink and poke a snowman.
It's a what's the word for it? A cautionary tale.
Yes,
a cautionary tale. The man is known to locals as a heavy drinker, a bit of a lecherous type. Lecherous, that's a good word. But this latest episode has had dire consequences. He was found passed out, clutching onto his crotch by neighbors at 1:30 in the morning, and they called the ambulance straight away. And the doctor in charge said, frostbite of that area may sound funny, but it's very serious indeed. Frostbite, of course, can cause infection and gangrene, and ultimately this has led to this man's member being amputated. It's very sad.
It's what took my great uncle.
The snowman is thought to be okay, though, and has since been rebuilt and cleaned. Some in the man's neighborhood are less than pleased. One told the Montreal Gazette, if... that dirty so-and-so comes back here after what he did, I won't be responsible for the reaction of the community. That man is some kind of snowman pervert. You think?
I think no harm, no foul. I mean, better to assault a snowman than...
It kind of resolved itself.
A lot of other things.
Mm.
But do snowmen have feelings?
I think Frosty sought vengeance. Instant karma's going to get you. It's the Dark 30 Hour. On Speaking of Strange.
I play what the hell I want to play, when the hell I want to play. If you got that. Huh? I'm talking to you, Biggin. You don't even want to stick your hand in this garbage can, kitty cat. No. You don't dare dream of what's inside, baby. Let me tell you that right now. Yeah. Brand new from the King. Shut up and home by five. His supper's on the table, getting cold as ice. Now don't raise hell at him, that'll just chase him away. When your man comes home for supper, baby, put on some lingerie. Something wasted. He'll say that meatloaf is mighty tasty. A man don't wanna hear a woman whine. The way to his heart is through his eyes.
You are tuned in to Speaking of Strange, and it's the Dark 30 Hour. And by way of reminding you, if you have any faith in humanity, you might want to tune out to preserve that, because we deal with the seedy, the sordid, the unseemly. And if you got young children, no, kids, please, this is not your hour.
Wormans, it's not your hour.
Ohio man found acting like a gorilla and touching self inappropriately in Warren. Police arrested a man who was acting like a gorilla and touching himself inappropriately at Giant Eagle Plaza in Warren, Ohio. Officers called to the scene for reports of a man who was running around acting like a gorilla and taking off his clothes in public. A 32-year-old male in Leavittsburg entered the nearby driver's license bureau while naked, waved his arms around, exited the business, and began pleasuring himself on the sidewalk, according to the police report. The license bureau then locked its doors due to safety concerns. Well, I've been in the line at DMV and wanted to pull my hair out before, but this is something different being pulled. By the time officers arrived, they said they found the man sweating profusely in the parking lot, acting like a gorilla, squatting on all fours, punching the blacktop, jumping up and down, screaming incoherently, and growling. Another officer arrived to help detain the man, who did not resist arrest. They called for an ambulance due to his erratic behavior, and according to the police report, the ambulance administered Narcan to the man for an apparent overdose. He was then taken to Trumbull Memorial Hospital. Officers found the man had an outstanding warrant for drug possession, but due to manpower shortages, the warrant is still active, according to the report. Kind of reminds you of those bath salt stories, doesn't it?
Don't get me started on those lies.
Without the eating of the face.
Going ape. In the driver's license bureau. Couldn't happen to a nicer bunch of folks. It kind of reminds me of that Primus song, DMV, where it says there's a line in there about I'd rather do something with a gorilla than stand in line at the DMV. And this story may have been inspired by listening to the Primus song DMV. Just a thought. You ready with the device over there, Shelley? Not the attached device that we spoke of earlier, but the little sound maker. A man high on meth cuts off genitals, feeds him to an alligator in Tavares, Florida. A 52-year-old man from Tavares, Florida, Lake County. I know it will all do well. Is tonight in intensive care after he was seriously injured during what has been described by investigators as a 5-day binge on methamphetamine. According to reports by local media, the victim was found by neighbors writhing on the ground in pain outside his property. As the neighbors approached, they could see the man was clutching his groin region, his crotchal area, which seemed to be soaked in blood. I asked him what he'd done, commented one of the neighbors, who was not named in the article. He told me he'd hurt himself badly and asked me to call for help. Paramedics were soon on the scene, and the man was rushed to a nearby hospital where he remains in a critical condition as a result of blood loss. Investigators now knew the cause of the man's gruesome injuries, but did not know what had happened to his severed genitals. A team of searchers combed the area, and CCTV footage from a number of properties was collected, which ultimately revealed a shocking twist. In the footage, we can see the man alongside a canal that runs behind his property, said an investigator to a local journalist. In his hand, he's holding his genitals. At this point, he spots an alligator on the opposite side of the canal and cuts off his genitals and toss them in that direction. That sounds like a line out of Monty Python. I toss my genitals in your general direction.
I mean, I grew up in Florida. We used to throw rotten oranges at the alligators.
Never
my genitalia.
Anybody's body parts. In the video, which investigators have refused to release, the gator is alleged to quickly pounced on the gentleman's genitals and consumed them.
Who wouldn't?
Fresh meat, right? There's no chance whatsoever of recovering them, said an investigator. Wow. He has sworn to go clean and remain clean for the rest of his life if he survives. He seems very sincere. If this ends up being the case, no charges may be filed, and the man may have already learned his lesson. I sure would have. Oh, moving right along. Highbrow stuff here, folks. The Dark 30 Hour. This is actually more pleasurable than I expected. I haven't gotten too deep down the rabbit hole.
I'm
saving some sketchy stuff for that last segment. But you ready, Shelley? A woman arrested after groping sexual advances from Fort Pierce, Florida.
Wow.
She made moves on men and women. Unwelcome sexual advances. The Florida woman allegedly groped one man's crotch and tried to kiss a female victim, according to police reports. Responding to a 911 call about an intoxicated, go figure, suspect, cops encountered an out-of-control 53-year-old woman outside a waterfront bar in Fort Pierce. The woman cops charged has been making unwelcome sexual advances toward numerous individuals and patrons in and around the vicinity of the bar. She was telling everyone, ho, 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 happy holidays and Merry Christmas. I need some action. And then she would just grab your junk or try to kiss you, no matter if you were a man or a woman. Another male witness told police that the woman made sexual advances towards him and four acquaintances, one of whom allegedly had been touched. Bad touch. The witness added that the woman also tried to kiss several females who walked past her, and equal opportunity offender. She was demanding someone have sex with her and do it now, and the woman was uncooperative during police questioning, showed no signs of intoxication. It's just the Christmas spirit. Overcome with the Christmas spirit. And the woman was arrested after an officer concluded she had outraged the sense of public decency.
You know, it's a double standard or something, because if I'm just going to tell you, we can't see a photo of this lady. We're just hearing the story. But if she was hot, none of this would have happened. None of these charges would have been filed.
You're right.
If she was, you know,
because
they'd be like, oh, okay, sure.
Sure.
Oh,
yeah. The woman was booked into county jail, and she was later released after posting $375 bond. It doesn't really... That one doesn't seem all that outrageous.
No,
that probably happens all the time.
Every night.
Yeah. But no means no.
That's right, fans.
All summer long, this was a thing all over the U.S. and finally the world. Let's leave this with 2016. Clowns We've seen the reports out of South Carolina, Alabama, Georgia, Wisconsin, Tennessee, North Carolina. The nightmarish trend could now be all global, for that matter. A Cahoma County school went on lockdown Wednesday during the rumors of clown sighting after parents were discussing seeing a clown. The school's resource officer made the decision to put the school on lockdown. The sheriff's office said they have not spotted any clowns and did not recommend the lockdown. But across the state...
Well, I mean, you say clowns. I mean, what, is it illegal to be a clown now?
I'm not sure. Just appearing as a clown, it's got some people unnerved, is what I think.
I understand there was, like, some violence associated with, like, people lurking around as clowns or something.
Right. Standing there in the woods.
But
I think
this
one...
just makes it sound like you can't be a clown.
Well, but they're very scary, sinister looking, and they stand.
I think the concern is that they could be predatory.
Yeah.
I mean, a stranger in a long overcoat and like bare calves might suggest that he's planning on flashing some kids or something. I don't know what a clown hanging around like a school playground.
Well,
it could be a trespassing issue, or
if you're a birthday clown, your life, your income just really went down. You know?
Well, there's a big difference here.
You might have to like be like a card carrying member of the clown union. You know, if you've got your clown union card or your ID, you know, photo
ID. I kid you not. This is like for real. Like a clown, like famous clowns throughout time. You'll notice that they might look similar, but it's like against the clown code of conduct. You cannot take another clown's makeup and apply it. Like, that's like your ID. That's like
right.
Your thumbprint. You can't.
Right.
That's like hugely.
That's your trademark. That's your signature. That's right. Some people expressed, like we were saying, here's a quote. I really fully believe they are targeting children. And the creepy trend started in Greenville, South Carolina.
Give it up for the upstate.
Woohoo! 2016 and the clown flap. A little cold for clowns right now. Speaking of strange...
Killer clowns from outer space.
Back in a moment. Oh, yes. Time flies when you're having fun. The final segment of this week's Fresh for 2017 episode of Speaking of Strange, deep into Safe Harbor. This is the Dark 30 Hour, so I'm going to remind you, tune out if you're squeamish. Get the little ones off to bed already. This gentleman had the smuggler's blues. Canadian Mint employee accused of smuggling $180,000 worth of gold.
Now, Shelley, being
in his rectum,
you are the coin authority in this room right now. At the current cost of gold per ounce, how many ounces of gold would that be?
She's calculating it. You should see the wheels working.
$150,000. Gold's like what, six something? And how much is it?
No, it's... Oh, I don't have my...
Well, just wing it. What's like a general...
Oh, I don't even know what spot is right
here
now.
Here we go. Court was told on multiple occasions the man took small circular chunks of gold, a cookie-sized nugget called a puck. Are you familiar with that expression?
It's a Canadian thing.
Okay. To Ottawa gold buyers in the Westgate Shopping Center on Carling Avenue. Typically, the pucks weighed about 210 grams or 7.4 ounces, for which he was given checks in the $6,800 range, depending. So he wasn't smuggling all at once, but he had been smuggling over time.
But
you know,
how
what
much was
amounted to 180,000? So
what was the weight of each coin,
Each puck weighed 7.4 ounces.
Okay, now consider this. A 1 ounce, a gold eagle, the biggest gold eagle is 1 ounce. That's pretty substantial.
If you melted it down, you could make it into a much more a shape that would be more fitting. I mean, it's a very malleable metal.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be round like a coin. I mean, you know, I'm just saying. Make it any shape you want.
Anyway, he was getting checks for, he was making bank, bro. $6,800 Canadian, I guess, for 7.4 ounces.
How many loonies is that?
Well, this guy's a loony, for sure. That's one more. One day, a teller became suspicious at the size and number of Ottawa gold buyers' checks being deposited at the man's request to wire money out of the country. She noticed on his account profile that he worked at the Mint, and this was a red flag.
So he was stealing the gold, or was he just smuggling? Because it is illegal to smuggle, you know, certain amounts of...
He was stealing it from his workplace, the Royal Canadian Mint.
Gotcha.
Conservatively, the total amount valued... 18 pucks sold between November 27, 2014 and March 12, 2015. So over a period of, 6 months or less, 18 pucks.
Then you got to factor in the cost of surgery.
Not good. Smuggler's blues indeed.
Vance's face
Glenn,
is turning
Glenn
red.
Glenn Frey, by the way, with the title song, Smuggler's Blues, the late... Great Glenn Frey, one of those...
the late Glenn Frey.
2016. From the necrology of 2016. More zombie attacks in Florida. Ocala. A man died after he allegedly broke into a home completely naked and bit a woman before being taken to a hospital. People inside the home said a naked man came inside without permission. The man allegedly bit one of the adult females inside the home, and the man was taken to a hospital where he died, deputies said. 40-year-old male accused of breaking into the home. Deputies said they observed the man naked and unresponsive when they took him into custody, and first aid was provided, and the man was transported to an area hospital.
That doesn't really mean he's a zombie. He is just a naked guy that bit somebody.
He was acting erratically, and he broke in naked.
He showed
and
signs of having superhuman strength and just pushed the door in with his bare hands.
Did he have zombie dust blown on him? Was he an actual zombie?
Oh, my goodness. He appeared to be under the influence of a substance. Wow. I mean, PCP... Angel dust, zombies, what do we got here, man?
PCP is very uncommon.
Yeah, he's old school. Horse tranks. Student serves teacher turnovers with tainted frosting. This might get us to the end of the show here. This one's sketchy. Is my face a little red
you
here?
You turned a little red.
What flavor turnover?
Omaha, Nebraska. students in a home ec class had relieved themselves or excused themselves to the bathroom, three students, and whipped up a special batch of secret sauce and returned to the class with it. And the 58-year-old teacher sampled the turnovers and noticed they didn't taste quite right, according to the paper. She said they seemed salty. And she learned they were tainted when one of the boys was overheard discussing the plan. Wow.
Well, at that point, they're not discussing the plan. They were discussing the plan that was, that happened.
Yeah. That's going to do it.
Good job, Vance.
Good job, Vance.
Oh, speaking of strange thanks, guys, thank you, Joshua P. Warren, Brian Hall, all the other good folks
Glenn
out there, Mr. Mobius, Glenn and Fry, and Mr. Rogers. This has been Speaking of Strange, and tune in again. You are commanded!